Well, they're made together on the same chip.
Mm-hmm.
The CMOS devices have the ability to have very low power because in logic devices, the way to look at it is that you will always have an off transistor in series with the power supply so that you have an N channel and a P channel device, and they're both in series with one another. So when the P-channel device is on, the N-channel device is off. And conversely, if the P-channel device is off, the N-channel is on. So in always one of the logic states, a 1 or a 0 of a device, you'll always have a device in series with the power supply that's off. And that means the leakage currents will be, say, picoamps. So the total power dissipation from a static point of view in either the 1 or the 0 state is extremely small. The time you dissipate power, though, is when you are switching between the two states. And at that time, you're charging and discharging capacitance that is connected to the output and input nodes of the device mm-hmm. itself. So at that point in time, the way to look at it is this, is that the energy on the capacitor is 1/2 CV squared, where C is the capacitance and V is the supply voltage. If you divide that by 1/2 the clock time, and that's the time that the device is switching on and off, you get CV squared over T. The T is the clock time. Or CV squared times F, where F is the clock frequency. Frequency is 1 over the time. So the power dissipation from a dynamic point of view is just C times V squared times F. So what happens then is as you up the frequency, power dissipation goes up proportional. So if you're going to try to keep the power dissipation under control, you've got to either reduce the capacitance, which is what people are trying to do today by making dielectrics with a lower dielectric constant, or reduce the supply voltage. Now you see that from the early days of MOS transistors, the voltages were as high as 30 volts on P-channel devices. Eventually, they went down to like 12 volts and down to, say, 6 and 5 volts, down to 3.3, down to 1.8 now.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you're reducing the voltage down, you're reducing it, the effect is by the square. So that's why there's a great impetus to reduce the voltage. Now, these CMOS devices then can be used as logic devices, but they can also be used in amplifiers. And both are needed in imaging arrays.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to address the photodiodes and apply a voltage to them, but you also need to be able to take and read out the information that's being stored on there. The one thing you know, that people should realize is that memory arrays are not logic or digital in truly in their own action. When you store information in a memory, you usually store it on a capacitor, or you store it in a way where the charge can leak away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to come back in and sense it and reconstruct the signal so that it's a 1 or a 0 to the outside world. But the internal operation of memories is all analog.
Mm-hmm.
So for what we do in education is we have to continually emphasize that circuits basically work on an analog basis, and they present the information to the user in terms of a high or a low level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, the CMOS and the photodiode work, I worked extensively on that. And in the process of working on that, I started to realize that there was an intrinsic limitation to reading out information in these arrays. And that limitation came because of the Nyquist noise that's present in a resistor.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that there are fluctuations of electrons in the resistor, and that these fluctuations of electrons give rise eventually to noise. So that if you take a resistor and you put a switch in series with it, and you have a capacitor then across the combination, and you close the switch, the fluctuations in the noise on the resistor will store themselves on the capacitor. And if you leave the switch closed long enough and then open it up, there will be an uncertainty in the voltage that's across the capacitance. and it's called the noise voltage. And the way to look at this is that if you have a switch and you have a voltage connected to one terminal and you're going to try to reset the capacitance to that voltage, you will never get exactly that voltage to reset it, but it will be that voltage plus some uncertainty, and that uncertainty will be due to the fluctuations in the electrons. Now,